Welcome back to another deep dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're zeroing in on some specific educational materials that seem to be gaining traction, especially with the new school year coming up. We're looking at the Tuttle Twins back to school sale, but it's more than just the sale itself. It's about the whole approach to education they're offering.
That's right. We've got marketing briefs, sale details, product descriptions. Basically, the sources lay out what they offer, who they're trying to reach, and the core ideas behind it all. So our job today is to really unpack that for you, not just the products, but the philosophy, so you can see if it fits with what you're looking for.
Yeah, because for so many parents, heading back to school means asking big questions about curriculum, about values, about how to, really prepare kids for what's out there. And the Tuttle Twins, they position themselves as having a pretty unique answer to all that. Okay, so let's get into it. What's the core problem they say they're solving?
Well, fundamentally, the sources show they're speaking to parents who are, let's say, frustrated. Frustrated with what they see happening in more traditional school settings.
Okay, frustration. Can you get more specific? What are those exact concerns the source materials mention?
Sure. There's a whole list, really. They talk about kids being exposed to backward ideas, low standards, even unwholesome environments. That's the kind of language they use.
Unwholesome environments. Wow.
Yeah. And there's a big emphasis on concerns about indoctrination over education. That pops up a lot. The idea that schools might be pushing certain agendas instead of just, teaching kids how to think.
Right.
Then there's the perceived lack of moral and constitutional foundations. That's another key phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Plus more practical things like worries about poor academic standards, the actual quality of the curriculum, and anxieties about whether school environments are actually safe or, again, unwholesome.
And you mentioned real-world skills, too.
Exactly. A big one is this perceived lack of life skills or real-world preparation. Like, what's being taught doesn't connect enough to life after school.
So it's a pretty broad critique of the current system they're setting up.
It is.
And against that backdrop, they present their mission. The sources say they're trying to fill the void and show the rising generation a better way. Mm. And their tagline is really direct. Real learning, real values, no agenda. That no agenda part is interesting, given they clearly promote specific values like freedom and responsibility. How do the sources explain that?
Yeah, that's a good question. The way it's framed in the materials is that no agenda means they're focused on, let's call them foundational principles, rather than, say, current political or social trends. They argue they're giving kids the tools to think critically about different ideas, not just telling them which ideas to adopt.
Mm.
So the focus, as they describe it, is on truth over trends, character over chaos, clarity over confusion. It's about empowering kids with core concepts, freedom, markets, responsibility, which they see as universal tools for thinking, rather than the specific agenda to be pushed.
I see. Teaching how to think using certain principles as a framework rather than just what to think.
That seems to be the distinction they're aiming for, yes.
All right, let's pivot to the sale itself then, the back-to-school sale. Our sources give us clear dates, July 23rd to August 13th, 2025. What are the main things on offer during this time?
Okay, so there are basically two big components tailored for different age groups. Mm-hmm. First up is the back-to-school bundle. This one is built around their well-known children's storybooks.
The storybooks, right.
And it's not just the books. It's quite a package. You get all 14 of the storybooks. Plus, for each book, there's a matching activity workbook, an audiobook version, and also a parent guide.
14 of everything. Wow.
14 of everything, yeah. The value proposition they highlight is getting all that for $119.88, saying it saves about $300 off a full value of $419 if bought separately.
And these storybooks, you touched on this, but what's the educational idea behind them? How do they actually teach things like freedom and entrepreneurship to, like, a seven-year-old?
Well, the idea is to use stories, right? Relatable characters, simple plots. So maybe a story about kids starting a lemonade stand illustrates basic free market ideas. Or a character faces a choice and learns about personal responsibility.
Makes sense.
The goal is to make these, sometimes pretty abstract concepts understandable and engaging for young kids and to help them start thinking critically, appreciate liberty, stand up for things, all woven into the narrative.
And the parent guides help bridge that gap.
Exactly. They're there to help parents discuss the themes, ask questions, and sort of reinforce the lessons from the books.
Got it. So that covers the younger kids. What about older ones, like teens?
For them, there's the Tuttle Twins Academy.
Mm.
This is their video-based learning platform.
Okay, video lessons, and that's on sale too.
Yes. During the sale, they're discounting access. Lifetime access goes from $559 down to $499, so that's $60 off. And the annual access drops from $299 to $269, saving $30.
And the big news for the Academy, highlighted in the sources, is new content, right? A whole new category.
That's right. Big news indeed. They're rolling out a brand new world history category. This actually becomes available on August 4th, so right in the middle of the sale period.
World history. Now, that can sometimes be a dry subject for kids. What's their angle here? What makes it different?
Well, it seems designed to be, as they put it, eye-opening and relevant. It's not just dates and events. It's structured around four new courses, totaling 35 video lessons. And they seem to focus heavily on ideas, ideologies, and historical patterns.
Okay, four courses. Can you break those down for us? What topics are they covering?
Sure. See, course one is History of European Civilization by Brandi Dolan. It's eight lessons, about 2.5 hours, covers major turning points, but really focuses on how ideas about freedom, government, human potential sort of developed or were suppressed in Europe, rise and fall of empires through that lens.
Okay, focus on ideas. What's next?
Course two is called The Dangerous Isms by John Wiley. Nine lessons, around 3 hours. This one dives into ideologies, specifically mentions examining Marxism, socialism, communism, wokeism, and other modern isms. The stated goal is to compare them with capitalism to understand their principles and societal impact, analyzing them, essentially.
Dangerous Isms. That's a pretty direct title.
It is. Yep. And course three is Patterns of History by Cindy Blackhall. 10 lessons, about 3.4 hours. This one's more thematic. It looks at recurring patterns across different civilizations. And interestingly, it specifically draws on the book The Fourth Turning, that generational theory about historical cycles.
Ah, Strauss and Howe. Interesting.
Yeah. So it explores those cycles and how they might apply to America's future, a cyclical view of history.
Okay. And the last one.
Course four is Domino Effect, Foreign Intervention and the Two World Wars by John Valla. 9 lessons, roughly 2.7 hours. This focuses on the world wars, but specifically through the lens of foreign interventions, secret alliances, political power grabs, kind of framing them as triggers in a chain reaction, looking at the unintended consequences of those actions.
So across all four, it sounds like a very specific take on history. Less about just memorizing facts, more about analyzing underlying forces and ideas, particularly related to their core principles.
Exactly. They're positioning it as making history exciting by digging into these big ideas, dangerous isms, and repeating patterns, connecting it to today.
Which really leads us to the question, who is all this for? Who is the ideal customer for the Tuttle Twins, according to the sources?
The materials are quite clear on this. The primary target is parents, aged about 28 to 50, and there's a specific emphasis on mothers. They use the term liberty-minded quite consistently to describe this core audience.
Liberty-minded, what does that translate to in practice? Are these mostly homeschoolers?
They could be, yes. Full-time homeschoolers are definitely a key group, but it also includes parents who use public or private schools but want supplemental materials. Materials that offer a perspective they feel is missing or that reinforces their family values.
Okay. And what are those values or characteristics beyond just liberty-minded?
Well, the sources describe them as parents who really value family time, want their kids to be independent thinkers,
yep,
and are keen on raising them with strong moral and economic principles. Awesome. Principles related to free markets and individual responsibility.
Right.
Psychographically, they're painted as being skeptical of government overreach, supportive of personal freedom, traditional values, and big on educational self-reliance. They're likely people who might follow certain influencers in the homeschooling or conservative libertarian spaces. Basically, parents actively looking for educational tools that mirror their worldview.
That makes sense. And you can see how the marketing language you mentioned earlier, that mom-to-mom real tone, truth over trends, character over chaos, is designed to connect directly with those specific parental concerns and aspirations.
Absolutely. It's about building trust and positioning themselves as an ally for parents feeling overwhelmed or countercultural in the current educational landscape, empowering them. You know,
it's definitely a very targeted approach.
Very much so.
Okay, so if people listening are interested and want to check this out for themselves, where should they go?
The central place for all the sale information, the bundles, the academy details, the new history courses we discussed is TuttleTwins.com/.com.
TuttleTwins.com, Fogwarts.com. Got it.
That's where all the specifics can be found.
So wrapping this up, what's the big picture here for you, the listener? This deep dive into the Tuttle Twin sale really showcases more than just products. It highlights a very distinct educational philosophy, one that's actively trying to address what it sees as gaps in mainstream education by focusing squarely on values like freedom, critical thinking from a certain perspective, and individual responsibility.
Yeah, and it really brings up a broader question, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. In today's world, with so much information, so many different educational approaches out there,
yeah,
how do we, as parents, as educators, figure out what truly works? How do we find resources that give kids the truth and clarity they need, not just to learn facts, but to really grapple with complex ideas, understand different viewpoints, and, you know, ultimately become thoughtful, contributing members of society?
That is the challenge, isn't it? Finding that balance and making informed choices.
It really is a continuous process.
A great point to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We hope this gives you plenty to think about as you navigate your own educational journeys.